mevatel this gzera. So he said like this: Yelech let Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Let Rav Shimon ben Yochai go. Shumalumid ben Nisan. He's used to having Nisan happen to him. Like the Gemara in Shabbos says, we know he lived there 12 or 13 years in a cave. He only lived with Nisan there. He lived in a cave for 13 years, 12 years. So let Rav Shimon ben Yochai go. He's Malumid ben Nisan. So Mora says still the Achra of Mielach. Who's going to go with him though? Can't just select the couldn't send him alone. Who's going to go with him? So Mora said, let Rav Lezer Rav Yosi. Let Rav Lezer Rav Yosi also go along. Let him go along. Omer lehem Rav Yosi. So I says the father of Rav Lezer Rav Yosi said like this. Omer Rav Yosi. V'ilu hoi Abba Chalafta kaim. My father like Abba Chalafta would be alive. Is Yechoy lematim loy meloy. Tein binchol ariga. Like would he let them say like, let my son go? Like of course my father would have stopped me from going. As if to say, I'm not going to let you send my son. I'm afraid he's going to die. So, like Rashi says, Yechoy lematim loy meatein binchol ariga betamiya. Kach einati mechonim loy meli shetem li lariga. Same thing, you can't tell me also to send my son. Is Omelahem says so, Omelahem b'shimin. So b'shimin also got scared, as if to say it's a dangerous mission, like the same way Reb Yosi doesn't want his son Reb Lezer to go. So b'shimin said the same thing that about Mustan, his father also would not want him to go. Is Omelahem b'shimin. Ilu hoye yoichoy abakam, if my father, Reb Yochanan, be alive, Yechoy lematim lemla, could you tell my father like Tain binchal arigam to let your son go? Avade, I see, got afraid also. So Rashi says, Omelahem Reb Yosi, Rashi learns like this, Omelahem Reb Yosi, Rashi learns that the reason why Reb Yosi wanted to stop his son from going, Rashi says, Mistafina, because Reb Yosi was afraid, Dilma Onish Le Reb Shimon Yechoy. Maybe Reb Shimon Yechoy like would curse him and give him a punishment on the way to his own son. Over Dovizanimus, that's why he was afraid, Yosi, Mepach Levin, Shemizyoni, Shemi Yichos Allah Bishvil Shum Dov of Yenishenu. It will soon see. That's really why Reb Yosi was afraid. Not because he was afraid of the mission, but he was afraid that on the way, maybe Reb Shimon Yochai would curse his son. So what happened, the Gemara says, was, Omar Lahu Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi said like this, Ano az linan. Reb Yosi said, if so, you know what, I'm going to go myself. Because otherwise, Dilma Anishtai Reb Shimon, like I'm afraid to let my son go, because I'm afraid maybe on the way, Reb Shimon like would curse my son and give my son a punishment. So that's why I'm afraid to let my son. I'm afraid to let my son Reb Lezer go. Reb Shimon, to come as Tafinon, Dil Manish by Rabbi Shimon. Sumara says,
"Yes, base
Shimon who the court should be to come as Tafinon. Yeah, come as Tafinon because I'm afraid of him." Sumara says, "Kibul Oleid Leilanshe." Reb Shimon said, "No. I'll be mekabel, accept upon myself not to curse your son. Don't be afraid." Rashi says, "Kibulov, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, tloyonish le, he won't make him have a punishment." Even so, the Gemara still says, "Onshin," that still Rabbi Lezer got a punishment before because of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. And we'll soon see. Come on, the Yomalei al Tatsa Rabbet. We'll soon see. So, what happened was though. Is so they both went. So the kids are Reb Lezer, Reb Yosi, and the Shimon Yochai were both going on this dangerous mission to talk to the Roman government to try and get them to mevatel these gezeiros. So what happened was Kishoyim Halkim Bederech, when they were both walking on the road, is Nishla Shalazu Bifneihem. They threw this question in front of them. The question came out between both of them. The question is this question that Minayin, how do I know what to say? That Ladam Hasheret Shu Tomei. How do I know to say that the Dam that comes out of Hasheret is Tomei? How do I know this from? So Okim Piv Reb Lezer Reb Yosi. So Reb Lezer Reb Yosi like turned around his mouth. Rashi says Reb Lezer Bar Reb Yosi Shloyei Makol. He didn't say in a loud voice like he used to speak. El Ikim Piv. He turned his mouth around a little bit just to say it very low in low. Rashi says Shloyaga Shimon. He didn't want Shimon to hear it. Why? Because otherwise it would be like he's being Mari Ralocha Bafanov. Master Reb Shimon was the Rebbe, and Reb Lezer was the Talmud. So even though Reb Lezer answered the question, but it wasn't nice because really he was doing it in front of his Rebbe. So he did it quietly, in order that the Rebbe should not realize it. The Rashi says, Yafal Pekein, he, because Reb Shimon still heard, found out about it, and he told him, Tak, and he gave him this curse, we'll soon see. Yeah. So Morris, what happened here? So he says, Okin, Morris says, Okin, Tiv, Rav Lezer, Rav Yosi, he turned around his mouth. For Yom, and he said this person he had before, Vizelechem Atanei. That's what, like the Morris was saying before, Masi was saying, it wasn't really Rav Shimon that said this pasuk first, but it's this Meister, Rav Lezer, Rav Yosi, he was the one that said it first. He said over this pasuk. But Omer Rav Shimon, Shimon said to him though, Me'akimus Vosecha, from the fact that you're turning around your mouth, it's Nika that you're a Talmud Chacham. In other words, I see that you never learned very well, but still there's a time upon you that you still you're being Moira Lachem of the Rabbi. Therefore, he says, "Ayachzer Ben Eitzelovit." He gave him like a curse to say that you, Reb Lezer, should not be zoicha to go back to your father. You should not come back. Rashi says the Yonshei. This title was an Einish that he received. Rashi says. So it's the other way. He was about to die. Shimon was the spaller for him to save him. But Korban Al gives through his time, Shimon gave him this curse to say, "You should not be zoicha to come back." What happened was Yotzel Krosoi Ben Talman. So Kitzad is still on the way to go to Rome. So when Rav Shimon ben Yechoyim, when Rav Lezer ben Yosi was on the way, it came in front of them, this Ben Talmion. So Rashi says it was a shade, a demon came to them. A demon, a shade. So, Ritzoinchem Ovi Yimochem. So he said to the shade, agreed to go with them to help them out. She says, "You want me to go along with you to help you to get the Romans to change their mind?" Is Boch Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon started to cry. Boch Rav Shimon, he said to Yom, he said, "Ma shivcho shel beis abo, nizdam lo malach sholosh pomim, vani lo pam achas." It never happened to me yet. Rashi says, "Shivcho or beis abo means b'avrom avinu, shivcho means hogor." Rashi says, "Hogor, is nizdam lo shlosh malachim, tishlosh pom ksiv malach apasha," says three times the word malach by the pasha, that the malach appeared to hogor. And Rabbi Shimon was not zoicha to see any malachim. This is the first time like a shade, like a little bit of a malach, like came to him. But he told him a kopon was yovoi. V'tamachas is yovoi. And hanes mikom makom, like let him come, and maybe because of him a nes will happen. So he said yes, like let him come. So he came along. Yovoi came with him. Or the gisa should be. He said what? Yovei chin haneis. My Tosaf, the gist was that he said to him, "Ritzoinchem ovi yimochem ba'al yoda yovei haneis." That was the gist. And like he said to him, "Because of me will happen the neis." So the kids said they agreed to let him come. So when he came along, what he did was like this. Is called them who al babarte de kesar. So this shade now went into this demon, like went into the daughter of the king, went into the daughter's king. Imamish made him a sugar. Rashi is a finished target. She became a sugar. For he said, Tzuekis, the daughter of the king, started to scream out, Vyaneris, Hovuli Yisim Shimon Yechoi, Bechol Shor, please bring me Shimon Yechoi. She used to scream it out all the time. So what happened was, Kimot Hosev, when finally Shimon Yechoi and Ebleza walked into Rome, is Omar Ben Talmin. So they found, the Romans found out, this is Reb Shimon Yechoi, and here the king's daughter was going crazy screaming for him. So they brought him to her to try and save her. So when they came to her, Shimon Yechoi said, Omer, he said, Ben Talmud say, he spoke to the shade and said, "The shade, go out. The Chiv and the Korale, as soon as Shimon Yechoi called out to the shade, Nofak, he left her, Ozal. So now the daughter became normal. So Omer Lohain, so now the king felt so good that Shimon Yechoi saved his daughter. Omer, so the king said to him, "Shilu koma dis lechoi lemishol. Anything you want to ask, you can ask for, I'll give you." So what happened was, V'yalinu l'ganze, they let him come into this famous Roman treasure house. Lishka called the boy, "Whatever you want, you can take out of my treasure house." Is Ashka kohu igra, they found that letter, that document that said about the three gzeris. Shaklu, they took the document, the karu, and they ripped it up. So that's how they say they took away the mavato, this gzera from the Romans. And now the Jews will be able again to be a Shema Shabbos and to make a bris milah and to be keep Hilkos Nida. But that was the Meisah. Now the Gemara says, "Behind this is also the Yom Reb Lezer Reb Yosi." The Reb Lezer Reb Yosi says like this, that I was once in the city of Rome, and I saw there in the treasure house of the Romans, I saw the proiches that used to be in the Beis HaMikdash. I pour a lot of drips of blood on it. Rashi says, "We were proiches kamari." Sure, I saw the Beis HaKeis. We saw in the Roman kings, for I let a lot of drips of blood on it. Mi par v'sosh yom kippurim. Shuz v'leh kamatzlif. So it's on that the Gemara in Yuma that says, Reb Elazar Reb Yossi says, I once saw the proiches by the Romans. It means this maisa, this is the maisa that him and Reb Shimon Lechoi got into the Roman government, and they both gave him like a schar to let them walk around the treasure house, and there they saw these things. Now, Kopon again to us, we have from this posik of the Zeluchem Hadam, the Zeluchem Hatomei, that even the dam of a sheretz is also tomei. Now the Gemara says, Mishnah says, Ha pigul v'hanoistere mitstarfin v'vnei shen shnei shemus. You can't put together pigul, chatzik zayas of pigul, chatzik zayas of noister, you don't mistarf together. We'll soon see the Gemara exactly why not. Because they're two different names. Ha sheretz v'hanovela, if you have a kazayas, a chatzik zayas of a sheretz, chatzik zayas of a novela, it's also not mitstarfin, because they have two different shurim. A sheretz is b'chadosha, a novela is b'kazayas. V'chein the same thing, hanovela bos rameis. Even for the smaller din tumah. Now we had the Mishnah before, because since they have different halachas, a nevela and a mace, even though they're both bekazayis, for a nevela you only tummy one day, and a mace you tummy for 7 days. So if we came in with time for two things together, they have different hilchos tumah. Not even for the cow, that not even the chatzik zayis of a mace could make up for you with the chatzik zayis of the nevela, a korban to be tummy for 1 day. Even for that it can't help. Because since it has different hilchas tumah, the name is darfin. Now the Gemara says, "Amr Rav Yudah Mashmuel loishanu." That the Mishnah says, "Pigla noisa name is darfin." Ela l'tumah seydayin. It only means to say that the rabbon make a tumah. That if the kohen touches a pigla noisa, he becomes tamei. The rabbonim he, and therefore Rashi says it's only gzera, and therefore the rabbon did not make a gzera. They didn't make this gzera to mitzdarf a chatzik zayis of pigla, chatzik zayis of noisa. You only tumah if you touch a zayis worth of pigla. So for that it's not mitzdarf. Because only midrabbonin. Avolinyan achila. But if you eat a chatzik zayis of pigul and a chatzik zayis of noiser, it's mitzdarf and enechnami, then you would be chayat koris, or you would do a bishoy, but you'd be chayat to bring a korban chatis. Titania, Reb Lezer, Reb Lezer says, the posik says, lo yoichol ki kredishu. So we dash on this love, kol shev a kredish post, any time there's something wrong with kachim, like it becomes noiser or becomes pigul, is v'akos v'itin loiser se'alechilosoi. Here the Torah, this is the love. So therefore, since there's like one law for both of them, therefore it's mitzdarif. Therefore, if you eat a chatzik zayas of pigul and a chatzik zayas of noiser, you would be chayiv, the mezid you'd be chayiv koris, and the shayiv you'd be chayiv achatis. Now the Mishnah says, "Oichol shenitma b'yava tuma, food that became tuma for now the mitzvah rishon, or else for shenitma v'lada tuma, no other than food that became tuma from a rishon, it is a sheni. So I'm starting from zeh and zeh l'tamei b'kal shabishneim. Kids, if you have food of a rishon, a chatzik kibetz of rishon tuma, and a chatzik kibetz of food that's a sheni l'tuma, then I'm starting from together that they have a lot like at least like a sheni l'tuma, and there'll be poisol truma and be metama kochim." Now, kol oichol mitzdarf from zeh zeh list like via the chati pras. Now, if a person eats a chati pras, that's a half of a half loaf of bread. Let's say a loaf of bread is 6 beitzim. So a half of that a pras is 3. And a half of that is an egg and a half. If a person eats an egg and a half worse of oichol tamei, he becomes tamei. So all oichol mitzdarf. Another locher is, kibet mozon shtei sudus ne'erif. For erif tchum, you have to put out shtei sudus, made up from all different type of foods mitzdarf. Kibetz tatami tumas oichlin also needs a size of kibetz, all foods are mitzvah together. Gregors are so, Shabbos carry up for Shabbos needs a size of Gregors. Kreseves tem kippurim dinam dam kip yechai vidi kreseves. Kolamashkin mitzvahim zuzil lislas gavi of revius, we drink revius of all mashkin. Kamolug mavi on kippurim, if you eat a molug mavi kippa, it's mitzvahim. So kids, so these are shurim, all these shurim, all type of oichlin are mitzvahim zel is there. Whether it's for so Shabbos, whether it's for Achilles Yom Kippurim, whether it's for Eruv Tchumim, whether it's for Lifslos Agviyah, by Achilo, by Mashkin, the Pshat, all these things, since the old Mashkin, I'm starved together, as long as you have a Shia made up of all the Mashkin, you'll be Tomei. Alright, we'll continue on. Here, up to Daf Yud Ches and Ralph, we just thought over again from last Mishnah, in last Lishman, last Mishnah of Yuzayin and Mabez. It says again, Ho'oichel shenitma bi'avatuma. We have an oichel that becomes a rishon l'tuma because it touched an avatuma, or else for shenitma b'vladatuma, an oichel that's a sheni l'tuma because it touched the rishon l'tuma. So these two oichels, one's a rishon, one's a sheni, the locher is, mitzar from zem zem. You can put the two of them together. If you only have a chatzik kebeitz of one and a chatzik kebeitz of the other together, you have a kebeitz of l'tama b'kal shabishneim. They're both of them have the loch now like a sheni l'tuma. So instead of like you have a beitz's worth of a sheni l'tuma, that now if it touches truma, it'll pass all truma, or if it touches kach, we'll make it into a shlishi l'kodesh. Now, kol ha'ichlam, all different types of food, is mitzarfim zeh mzeh, they're all mitzarfim together, lifsal ha'gviyah v'kachatzi pras. That's a loch of them with the Rabbanon. If an Odom eats tamedika food, so if he eats a chatzi pras, a pras is a half a loaf of bread. Let's say a loaf of bread is 6 eggs. So half of that a pras is 3 eggs. So if he eats the size of a chatzi, half of 3, 1.5 eggs worth of oichel tameim, your guf becomes tamei. With the Rabbanon, also on the gate, the truma, the pasul truma. So all different types of oichlim together, it's mitzarfin, if you eat them together, because a beitz of a chatzi worth of it. The same thing also, v'mozoin, shtei sudas leiruf. Locha, if you want to eruf tchumim to walk outside the city, tchum of the city, before Shabbat you have to put down the shtei sudas. So those shtei sudas can be made up from all different types of food. Doesn't have to be only bread, it can be made up of all oichlim on mitzarfin. Ukebeitzo, letame tumas eichlim. Who adin a beitzah's worth of food is metama, could be metama other food. So you need a kebeitzah's worth of oichel tumeim. It doesn't have to be a beitzah's worth of one. It could be a kebeitzah's worth of a few of them, a few different oichels together. It's mitarfen together, letame tumas eichlim. Uke groigris loitsoy Shabbos. Lochrus on Shabbos, if you carry out food, it has to be the size of the groigris, dried out fig. So that's the sheer how much food you have to carry it on Shabbos. So it doesn't have to be from one food. It can be made up from all different types of foods. As long as you carry out together the size of a gregarious worth of food on Shabbos, you be chayif. Or the Kurasabis Yom Kippurim. The yisli chayif chorus of eat on Yom Kippur. You have to eat the size of a kasev, the size of a date. So it doesn't have to be of one food. All different oysters of mistarfin to mechayif you eat a kasevis worth of food on Yom Kippur. Now also call Hamashkin Mitzarfim Zuim Zu Lifsula Sagviya Bravia. Just like we had before in the beginning of the Mishnah, that if a person eats Oichlam Tameim, he becomes Tamei. The same thing with Rabbanim, if you drink Mashkim Tameim, if you drink liquid, it's Tamei. If you drink a Revius of it, you become Tamei. So how much do you have to drink a Revius of Mashkim Tameim? It doesn't have to be of one Mashka. All Mashkim together can Mitzarfim to make the Shear of Revius. Ukamole lugma v'yom kippurim. On Yom Kippur, if you drink on Yom Kippur, you chayef koros. How much do you have to drink to be chayef? A mother lugma of a mouthful. So this mouthful is not only of one liquid, and all different type of liquids can be starved to make up the shear of a mole lugma to be chayef koros on Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara says, Tanya, you learn like this. Rabbi Shimon says, Ma tam, what's the reason? She'evsha l'shein ishiyasa rishon. The reason why in the ratio we say that a tomei oicho rishon and a tomei oicho shen is mitztarfin, so the Shimon says al gisriz shefcha l'shen is shias rishon because a sheni l'tuma could become into a rishon l'tuma. So when I said is that true? Only kov a sheni rishon. Does a sheni make a rishon? Holy yes, it's not possible. If we know at most a sheni can make a shlishi, but a sheni cannot make a rishon. So what is Rabbi Shimon saying? That's the reason why the ratio of the Mishnah says them starfen together. So says rather on my Rabba says like this, Hoki Kama. This is what Rabbi Shimon meant to say. Migorim Lisheni, La Rishon, what caused the Sheni to become a Sheni? Wasn't it the Rishon Latuma? Therefore, since the Rishon could cause the Sheni to become a Sheni, that's a throw that a Rishon could also live in Starf with the Sheni Latuma. Ravashi says like this, Rishon Vishen Lagabish Lishi Binechoda Bitinu. A Rishon and a Sheni in the Gaya to make a Shlishi, they're both in the same category. Pashat Geret. Just like a Sheni can make a Shlishi, a Rishon should also be able to make a Shlishi. So since they're both in the same category, that's why the Mishnah says they're Mitzarfin together.